Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to the fifth episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast, and you guys requested it, so I bought you a very, very, very special episode. We have my grandparents. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Hey, my grandparents. These are my parents. We have
Didi,
and we have
Wayne.
We got two very, very special people to me. These are like my best friends on the planet. Everything I do is rooted towards their retirement, actually. So the support you guys bring me, it's all for Logan. It's all for, I'm super family oriented. If you know me, you know that. But today I figured we have a very special conversation with these two people. My dad, my mother, they've been married for 27 plus years, 23 plus years, and they've been together for 27 plus, right? We don't know what that number is because, you know, it's a little hazy when you've been together that long. But they have, and I'm more than grateful that they have, because they shaped this beautiful perspective you guys get to see day in and day out. So without further ado, I bring you these two. And the first question I'm going to ask you guys is if one of you, please, either one of you, can answer the question as to how you guys first met. I'd love to hear it.
Well, it was the day before Mother's Day, and, you know, I seen her. She came out. We was over at, my friend was dating her sister, and I seen her come out to the car. She was called out to the car, and I asked her, man, what you doing tomorrow? You know what I mean? You a mother? I seen that she was a mother, so I said, hey, let's go out and get something to eat tomorrow. You know what I mean? What you think about that? You know what I mean? If you're not doing anything, she was like, "Well, that's fine. You know, we can do that." So, next day, hey, I said, "Man, let's hook up and go out and grab something to eat." And we did that.
So, what made you ask? Like, was she wearing something that was like promiscuous, or what was it about this young lady that made you?
She just was different from, you know, the ones that I had dated, you know what I mean? And the dark chocolate thing, you know. So I said, let's hook up, you know what I mean?
And what did you have on it then?
I had on these, at the time we called them Daisy Dukes.
What is Daisy Duke? I don't know what that is.
Like booty shorts.
Oh yeah.
He talking about, oh, yeah.
You know,
okay,
I got
it.
You know, okay. I got it. And I had on a Blackhawks jersey, and he was complimenting me on my Blackhawks jersey. You know, I've always been kind of streetwear-ish. So, yeah, that's what I was rocking. And he asked me out, like, I'm on a real date. Like, who was doing that? So,
had you been asked out before this? Or, like, that was like the... Was it unique to see a man asking?
Yeah, at the time, it was very unique because guys really didn't ask to go out. You know what I'm saying? They asked to hit or, you know, what you doing later on, shorty, or whatever. It was all that kind of weird shit back then. But he asked me on an actual date to an actual restaurant and things like that. So it was cool as fuck.
He said you were a mother at the time. How did you know she was a mother? You seen a kid?
Yeah, I did a few.
He did a little research.
Yeah.
The homework. Okay, do your homework.
Yeah, homework.
The question and asking.
Where did you guys go?
First of all, homework. I actually had a baby in the buggy.
That's homework. That's enough homework.
But we went to. We were supposed to go to Benihana's. Back in the day, Benihana's was the shit where all the ballers took their little chicks or whatever. But it was Mother's Day, and I had never been out for Mother's Day, so I didn't know it was going to be a line wrapped around the building, like a reservation type shit. So we ended up going to this restaurant called Ruby Tuesdays, which became my favorite restaurant. Shout out Ruby Tuesdays. And that's
what
we
went. Is it still your favorite restaurant?
It's still my favorite restaurant, but they're not in Chicago no more.
Ruby Tuesdays.
They closed down.
I've never been to Ruby Tuesdays.
The nearest one is in Indiana. Like, y'all need to come back.
Is it like
Chili's? No, it's kind of like a TGI Friday, all mixed up in one, but they got some good biscuits.
So the four kids you had before you met him.
What?
Okay, how many kids did you have before you met him?
I had one. I had one son. He was only like maybe 6 months old. Oh, he might even been 6 months old.
You ain't
get
fucked about none of that?
No.
You okay. I'm listening. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I was a mother of one. It didn't work out with me and the person that I had the child by that had been long gone. So I was young, single, free. So
let me ask you a personal question in that realm, because I know a lot of single mothers out there struggling to get over, you know, boyfriends or past lovers or child's fathers who did not want to cherish what they had when they had it. How was that? How did you get over that? Like, what was the thing about it? Did his, you know, presence assist in that, or what was it?
No. By the time I got with him, I had been done. Like, that relationship was out the window. It was done. He was on to another. And I was on to taking care of my child, because I knew once I had the baby, I had to do it on my own. So that's what I did. But like you said, it takes time to get past hurt, and I was hurt from that previous relationship. But what I did not want to do was to carry that hurt into my next relationship.
Right.
So I had to settle that hurt before I started dating anybody. And I'm not saying I didn't go out with other guys before I met him, but it was nothing serious. It was like, hey, you know, let's go to the show. So we went to the show. But in order for me to be in a better, healthy relationship, I had to get rid of what was making my relationship bad in the past. And me and my the person that I...
Sperm donor.
Okay, the sperm donor. We were never in a relationship as far as he was concerned. In my mind, I was, but in his mind, maybe not much. So I had to accept that. And once I got past the fact that I was just somebody that he slept with and got pregnant, I was able to learn and grow and move on to something better.
Amen. Yeah. So, you know, another question for you in that same realm. Like, it's a lot of women going around feeling like their values lower because they have a child before they, you know what I'm saying, this dating realm. I know women with three kids out here dating, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like it takes a hell of a man to, I know the story, but they don't particularly know the story, raise a child that's not, you know what I'm saying, biologically theirs. Like, what was that like? Like, how is it that you were able to see her for herself and not just the idea of that she might have came with baggage, or how people like phrase it? What was that like?
I mean, it wasn't a problem, you know what I mean? You know, I liked her for her, you know what I mean? And whatever came along with it, hey, that's what it was, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
You do say that a lot.
I had to put that, you know, put that in perspective, and knowing, you know, that's what I wanted. Yeah, I was going after what I wanted, and whatever came along with it, you know what I mean? If it was a mom, you know what I mean, and grandparents and everybody else, you know what I mean? Hey,
I had to okay, super, super fair question. How long, and I just want to know for myself, how long did it take you to develop love for the child she had already had?
Oh, man, it didn't take long, you know what I mean? I liked it, the little rascal, and he was good. He was a little young, you know, I mean, he's innocent, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He had nothing to, you know what I mean? He wasn't going to run me away, you know what I mean? And the person who she had it with, you know what I mean, wasn't going to run me away if that's what I wanted to be, so.
Do you feel like you get your dues as a man who, like, was able to be a man's man and raise her?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you get your dues?
Still getting it.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's a very good thing. And, like, I speak this to anybody dating these days with children and thinking you less than or you deserve less because you come with this. Mama, it's not baggage. You have to understand that this is not baggage. This is a part of you. And any man not willing to accept part of you is just not the right man for you. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think people actually understand that. People don't. If it's not for them, it's not for them. But you keep on moving about your journey, because what's for you is going to find you. You understand what I'm saying? Here's, you know, and I think that'll be a lot of this episode. A lot of this episode is actually seeing and believing that it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe in marriage the way I do because I saw my parents and understood it was possible. It was rooted in nothing other than pure love. Like, through argument and through, you know, hard times or good times or bad times, whatever it was, it all boiled down to if we love each other enough, we're going to try. But y'all going to figure that out in this episode alone. So my next question for you guys, and feel free to answer as you choose, what has been the most rewarding part about this whole journey you guys have been on together?
The growth, you know what I mean? When we got together, we neither one of us had this in mind. You know what I mean? That it was going to be this long, grow this much, have grandkids, have kids, you know what I mean? And we never had that in mind, you know what I mean? And the first date, you know, I would never change that for nothing. You know what I mean? So we just keeping the ride going, enjoying it. You know what I mean?
What about you? What's the most, been the most blissful part? Yeah.
Making a family. Making my family and becoming the people that we are today. Because if it wasn't for the relationship that I got with him, I would never be the woman that I am today. If I never took the time to have what I have or grow what I've grown with my husband, I've probably been in jail. I was one of them.
You were that bad?
I was one of them.
You were that bad?
She was dope.
I was out there.
Give me a story. Give me something to
like what?
Give me anything. Like what did he have to witness that showed you was, you know what I'm saying? Was she hard to deal with?
Very.
Like the truth sets you free, but what made you like that? Well, like, what built it up? Like, what got you to that point? Yeah, why were you like that person?
My upbringing.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
I am the oldest of about a good 15 kids.
70?
Good. It's a lot of us.
JoJo was in the streets.
And me being the oldest and not having older brothers and sisters to defend me, I took a lot of
ass
whoopings. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn how to fight. I had to learn how to not let people run over me or not fear the unknown. And so I had to pit bull my way through life. You know, I built up so much anger from not having anybody to defend me or stand up for me that I had to build this tough exterior. And from a tough exterior, sometimes you got to knock a couple bitches out.
Dang. And you got to witness that firsthand?
Yeah.
So what was it about him that made, because I know you, uh-huh, and a lot of people don't know you. What was it about him or, you know, the particular family that you built that made you like dial that down?
I felt safe in my relationship with him. He was the first person to come along and make me feel safe and loved and not have to be so tough. You know, I never feared him hurting me or leaving me or making me feel less than. He never did anything to make me feel that I wasn't the most important person in the world to him. Mm-hmm. So in that safety, in that relationship, I was able to let my guard down and not bite everybody that come around. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like I'm not even gonna say I've been in other relationships. I've had other boyfriends. Mm-hmm. I've never been in an abusive relationship because I saw abuse coming up, and coming up the way I came up, I could have been one of two people. I could have been an abuser or been an abusee. I chose to be the abuser. Not saying I beat on boyfriends.
She beat on bitches. No.
I just was not going to let anybody abuse me. Mm-hmm. So in that being said, he never made me feel like I had to be that type of person. The love that he showed me and showered on me made me blossom more into a woman and less thuggish and more womanish. You know what I'm saying?
Having a baby. You say he made you put on heels. Huh? Okay.
Right. Tight shit. Now, wait a minute now. My mama taught me how to walk in heels way before he came along.
Okay.
But he made me know that it was okay to not be so tough and be so rough. Like, sometimes I have to let him lead. That's the thing that's great about being in a relationship with him. He's the lead. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with following that. Mm-hmm. In my life before, I always had to lead. And sometimes leads get tired. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need somebody to prop you up. And he was propping me up. And I hope I propped you up as much as I know.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I feel like I tell everybody, people ask me all the time, what's the greatest thing your wife could do for you or your girlfriend could do for you when you meet her? I tell them all the time, consideration and just be ready to be soft. Like, be ready to, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be so tough all the time.
But it's hard for some women if that's all they had to do.
And I know, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes a strong-willed man to show you can put your guard
down. And look, ladies, me and gentlemen, all of you guys, it's nothing wrong with dating a woman with children, because somebody's trash is somebody's treasure. Sometimes you need somebody with a little experience behind them. Amen. Sometimes you need somebody that know more in life than you know. And if you coming from somebody that never had children to somebody with children and they put you in that situation, know that somebody putting you in that situation is special. You see what I'm saying? Because if he didn't ask me to go out him on the simple fact that I had a child already, he wouldn't even be here.
God damn, you see that? You understand what's going on? And like, you guys look at me and think I'm just some rarity in this world. I'm a treasure, but you got to understand I was trash to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And them not valuing it creates the opportunity for some young woman to come along and value it. So it's a trade-off. You understand what I'm saying? And you being trash to someone, you just got to remember you're a treasure to yourself.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? You're the treasure. And I think that'll take you a very, very long way. But another question for you guys. If you guys had to say what the hardest part about being married was and making it 20-something years, because that's a rarity these days. Like, you see it, but new relationships don't make it past 2 years.
I heard somebody saying 5 years in a relationship is a long time.
Man, what? They saying that's a decade.
Yeah, like, man.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna ask you, Pops, what was the hardest part? Like, what was it about being married that made this? Because most men assume it's being checked out the game. You know what I'm saying? The game is you can have whoever you want, flirt with whoever you want. But what was the hardest part in terms of marriage and children and settling down? What's the hardest thing man should look forward to?
I don't think it's hard. You know what I mean? For me, it wasn't hard. For me, it was just, you know what I mean? It flew by. The time flew by, tell you the truth, you know what I mean?
It did.
Yeah.
It went pretty quick,
you know what I mean? But like I say, you know, you have disagreements, you know what I mean? You just got to know how to get past them, you know, and just wanting for each other and growing, you know what I mean? And we just, like I say, it wasn't hard at all, you know?
So how did you guys make it through, like, disagreements and tough arguments? Because I feel like that's what people need to know. People need to know, like, what exactly should they do the moment they feel like they can't deal with this person? What is that?
Take a break.
Take a break. And, like, how?
We really never took a break, you know what I mean? So we never spent, so, because from day first, you know, the first day, you know what I mean? We've been together and...
But you don't mean a break in a relationship,
no,
right?
No, I'm talking about giving each other some room.
Oh, you mean walk away?
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you find yourself in a situation just, where the argument just keep going and there's no break in the argument,
yeah, don't keep it. Don't
be
keep
big
going.
Enough to walk away. Because when you walk away, you give yourself time to think about your part and what you did wrong. That's what a lot of people don't understand about an argument. In an argument, both sides are wrong. It takes each side to figure out where they went wrong so they can go back. It took me a long time to get here. This ain't no easy shit now. It is hard for me, Didi, a Scorpio, to admit when she is wrong. And I'm wrong a lot. But at this point in my life, I'm able to say, damn, I was bogus. And I apologize.
Yeah. And
get to that point in yourself and in your relationship, it would take your relationship to a whole new level. But if you ask me, if we go back to the question about the hardest part about being in a relationship this long, is the past creeping. Mm-hmm. When your past or his past or my past come back to hunt us, mm-hmm. that's the hardest part, because everybody got a past. He has a past. You know, I have a past. And sometimes our past what comes back in to ruin your now. You have to learn how not to let the past come back and ruin your now.
No, I feel that. And I think sometimes we get too caught up in who people were.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We can meet a person and they may become a whole new person the moment you meet them. Like, you may bring something out of them that another person didn't. Another person may trigger them to be this defensive person as to where they were too. They vulnerable and they open. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to understand what we're bringing to a person and not what we've known a person to be. People can change. You know what I'm saying? That's a good question to segue into in a moment. how many versions of this person you guys have sitting in front of you have you seen? You know what I'm saying? Because I know the moment you met him, he didn't look like this. He didn't talk like this. He didn't walk like this. Like,
he didn't
the
have
same
a,
for you.
He didn't have a dread.
You know what I'm saying? Like, didn't how many versions of this woman have you seen? 28 years, I'm expecting at least 3-4 versions. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. Like, is there a favorite version? Is there a, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like what's that?
I mean, she have changed a lot, you know what I mean? When, you know, when we got together, she was young, you know, so she had to, you know, dressing young like all the other, you know, young ladies, heels and mini skirts and this and that, you know what I mean? And what she grown to today, you know what I mean, is it's beautiful, you know what I mean? She knows how to get it right when she ready to get it right, you know what I mean? And I love it, every moment of it. However, you know, her dressing and her, the way she do is beautiful. You know what I mean? She got a style of her own. You know what I mean? And, hey.
She like a fly grandma for real. Yeah. What do you think about him? What was your, what version have you seen?
My favorite version of your dad is the version that is right now.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because when we got together, we were young. He was in them streets. Yes.
How the streets we talking? We talking like...
He was slinging them things.
He was slinging them things?
He was slinging them things.
We talking like Ghost from Power slinging them things? Or we talking like...
I mean, he wasn't Ghost.
He wasn't Ghost. Y'all didn't want to know like Penthouse. Okay.
But that's what he did, you know? But he was smart enough. Well, I'm going to say he wasn't smart enough. You got to be pretty smart to do that too. But when I got pregnant with you, that's when he decided that the streets wasn't going to work out.
Have you ever been locked up? Okay, that's pretty smart. Okay, go ahead.
I have.
I mean, honesty is honesty.
But
he gave up when I was born.
Not when you were born. When he found out I was pregnant.
Damn, early that early? You had 9 more months.
He decided.
Could make a little more money.
He decided then that this is what he wanted, and I could not be with somebody that was still in them streets if I'm trying to get myself together. So he decided for both of us that we got to do better. Mm. That man right there, he took the money that we had saved up. We got a place to stay. And he became a man of sorts. Not saying he was a little boy then, but that's when I...
It takes a man to get it up.
I saw the man in him come out.
A man is sacrificed.
If he can go from making thousands of dollars a week to making regular money just to take care of me and make me happy.
So your idea of him didn't diminish when he started making regular money?
No. Because I know he did that out of the love he had for me.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? The love that he had for me, his unborn child, and his plus baby. You see what I'm saying? I had one kid and one on the way. And I couldn't deal with him having to go to jail for living that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. What I was going to do. So he decided, hey, I can't do this. You know what I'm saying?
I would have slung them things.
I mean, right? It's, shit, some of them days I want to go back out there. We both be out there slinging them things. You see what I'm saying? Clack, clack.
It got bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it got real bad.
Because to come from money and to go to nothing, you know what I mean? Like... It's real hard to go to a regular job. People telling you what to do.
Y'all wasn't investing in things.
What no credits go?
And they drive a Tesla now. Credits. You understand what I'm saying? Mighty important now, but back then it was.
It wasn't. We didn't know nothing about that. We didn't have the financial literacy.
That's the testament I give to my parents, though, because what people don't understand, and more so these days than ever, if you're willing to starve with a man, he will be willing to feed you with everything he got when he got it.
And that is so true.
And I think that a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? What's worthy of all I have is a person who remained with me when I had nothing. I assure you of that. And I love that about my parents. I love the fact that I witnessed us struggling. You know what I'm saying? Then I can grow up and I can witness a whole different thing. Like I told them the other day, y'all ain't have McDonald's money for me, but y'all got McDonald's money for Logan. I don't understand it.
Money for my baby.
You understand what I'm saying? Like they got grandchildren, and I always tell them, you guys are so much, so different as grandparents than y'all was as parents, because they were great parents. But the thing about them as grandparents, they just be like, you see what I bought the kids. We ain't get all that. You know what I'm saying? We had what we wanted. You know what I'm saying? We had four-wheelers and PlayStations and all of these things. We had everything. The first thing a kid could want on the block, we had that. still was struggling. And they made it seem like we were not. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that's the beauty of being a parent. But the beauty of being a grandparent is saying, okay, I'm going to try harder now that I have it, you know what I'm saying, to do for these kids because I don't want them to go without. And I think that's a love that stems from loving their child to loving their, and they're going to love their grandchildren's children the same way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm super proud of you guys. Y'all don't get the credit that parents deserve. Like, I say it all the time. I love my parents. I adore you guys, and my whole aura is hell bent on retiring you guys. So the love and support we get from everything you guys do is everything I've ever dreamed of. I don't want this shit if it's by myself. Like, I don't want to be able to buy a big house if I can't say, Ma, they're going to check to furnish it. If I can't say, Ma, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go to the Rolex store if I'm be like, Daddy, that go that one you want with that bezel in it. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. Mm-hmm. And that's who I am. My whole aura is rooted in love because even when we had nothing, we had love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we were surrounded.
Sometimes love is all we need.
Man, you could look on Facebook and just see how much fun we had as children. And we accepted all the friends of ours in. And everybody just wanted to be with Wiley. Everybody just wanted to be at Wiley. So I'm going to put this out there right now, Miss Wiley. If you listen, these are your parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be willing to accept these to accept me. Mm-hmm. Just like I come with Logan, I come with these two. And I'm super excited, you know what I'm saying, to have you as part of this journey. Whenever it happens, it could be in the next 5 years, 20 years, 5 months. I don't know. But it's God's plan. But when you're ready, I'm ready. And I can't wait for you to meet these beautiful people. I know how loving they're going to be on you because they just as loving on everybody else. You understand what I'm saying?
We ready.
So, hey, it's that simple. And we're going to get back to these questions. So I got on Instagram earlier and I asked them to list off some questions that they want to ask you guys. And most people ask the most common question, how have they been able to maintain it for 20 years? But other people ask some really interesting questions. Like, one of the best questions I got was, do you guys still date and do you feel like that's important?
Unless, oh my goodness.
We do, but not as much
as I would like.
As she would like, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? It's 2024 coming, you know what I mean? And we're gonna step up, you know what I mean?
He has really stepped up for my birthday this year. And it wasn't like a big thing, but he did some things that I had been wanting him to do for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He did it, and it brought tears to my eyes because he listened and he understood the assignment and he followed through. You can have all the Gucci bags, Louis bags.
You got all those, right?
You can have all of that.
I'm saying you got all those, right?
You can have all of that.
She got all those, right?
Mm-hmm. But if he's not listening to the little things, it's not, you know, it's not the same. Mm. Like, anybody can go buy a purse. But it's knowing my favorite color or my favorite flower or my favorite movie. Because, you know, I'm a movie head. And putting it together and making it a presentation, making me feel special about who I am. He did that. So we may not go on dates every week or anything like that. No, we don't, because we wild as, you know, some things we frugal on and some things we splurge on.
We
you know
sleep
what I'm
a
saying?
Lot, too.
So, yeah.
We're going to cut back on the McDonald's.
Cut the McDonald's out.
That's all our money going.
You going to cut the kids McDonald's out.
That's all our money going. McDonald's is a lot of our money.
Say
we
going to cut the
McDonald's. We can't go to a
My baby going to be furious.
Oh, here they love their McDonald's.
He going to be furious.
But yeah, so it is good. If you just have to learn what your partner likes and do that. So if she likes dates or he likes dates, do that. If they like to sit at home and watch movies, do that. Whatever your partner wants to make them feel good in their relationship, do that. Everybody don't want the same thing.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you this, and this is a question for you specifically. At what point does a man know he's ready to get married?
Whew.
At what point do you jump up and say, I'm finna pop the question? And who was the first person you told when you was ready to get married?
Man, the first person I told, man, I was kind of tight with that quote, you know what I mean? Putting it out there.
He's holding this shit to himself, just in case this shit go wrong.
I was kind of.
She ain't finna say no on me.
No, I wouldn't worry about the no. You know what I mean?
He said it was for certain.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But I mean, you know it once you love a person like you love yourself. You know what I mean? And hey, it's nothing that she can't get. You know what I mean? That I wouldn't do for myself. You know, I put a, that's my girl, you know what I mean?
Like I said, that's my girl.
That's my best friend.
You know what I mean. That's,
she knows,
you know what I mean.
I know what I mean. I'm my best friend.
For me, when he finally, because how he popped the question was fucking hilarious.
How did he do it?
It wasn't no grand, like your shit, it wasn't nothing like that. It wasn't all that grand gesture-ish, but it was the chicken and Didi way, so that's what it was. He was at work. I was at home. We had just got our first fax machine. Y'all kids might not know.
You faxed up.
Fax machine.
This nigga faxed up.
I wanted to make sure it was working.
He was
he
texting.
He said, I want to make sure it was working.
And he sent a text, a fax through it, asked me, did I get it? And as it was coming out, it said, will you marry me on the fax? I still have that fax.
Did you want to bitch up a door like this?
No, no. I still have it.
That's cold. I don't give a damn what you say. That's cold.
If your facts ain't come through, the whole prepared roll is fucked up.
Everything
fucked up.
I'm telling you, if I could have spread it out with rice, hey. that's cold.
But I still have it. And the funny part is, he asked me to marry him April, the end of April. We were married at the end of June. That's how quick it went.
You say niggas don't wait for what they want. Okay, you rushed it.
I rushed the shit out of it.
She was on it.
Damn!
She was on
it. And what was the rush? Like, what was the...
Because I didn't want him to change his mind.
You thought he was going to change his mind?
Yeah, you never know. Damn. I am a lot to deal with.
You going to change his
mind? No.
You want to change
but
his mind?
But we did. But we had a beautiful wedding. It's not like I rushed it and it was like a rush wedding. We had a beautiful wedding.
Yeah. Another great question, and I feel like I know the answer to it, but a lot of people don't, and a lot of people ask this question all the time, and I've given my opinion on it. Do you guys conform to gender roles? Like, what you guys do within the relationship to make each other happy, how do you guys go about that? Do you do dishes only? Do you do what a man is supposed to do? Do you do only what a man is supposed to do?
Can I go first?
By gender, or do you do, how you feel about that?
Since we've been together, it's always been, we need to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
So if the house is messed up, we got it clean. If the dishes needed to be washed, we got them washed. If he washed dishes, he washed dishes. The only thing he never asked me to do is mop the floors and take the garbage out. He's never once asked me to do that. He always does that. But other than that, I have seen this man. He washes. He don't fold no clothes, but he will get in there and wash them clothes. Yeah, he do. He'll fold them up. But we never, it was never like, you the man, you got to do this, and I'm the woman, I got to do this. We did what needed to be done to make our household run. And again, that's what works for us. It may not work for everybody, but it does work for us.
Mm. So how do you guys handle, like, in that same space, how do you guys handle, like, finances?
Everything is ours.
Everything's ours. So however much money hit the bank, it's y'all.
That's it.
Joint bank account. How long have y'all had a joint bank?
Oh, my goodness.
Since 19.
So y'all don't be like, this motherfucker spending too much of the bread.
Even before I was working, because...
She had a debit card before she was working?
Yeah. It's like I said, I had two boys, and then again, we had two more children. I stayed home. He allowed me to stay home and raise those babies until they were old enough to go to school full-time. Once Brooklyn, which is the baby, went to school full-time, I went and got a job myself because I wanted to be able to have more income. Because we struggled like a mug.
Well, we broke as hell.
Man, we don't say we broke as hell.
We broke as hell.
We weren't like good time, bro.
Hey, y'all, we was good
we
time,
We wasn't
bro.
James in Florida.
We
didn't just eat oatmeal for breakfast.
They bullshitting.
We bullshitting?
We was broke.
So
we was in that. He was like, it's pancake mix.
You didn't have. You didn't. You don't even know. Wait a minute now. We was broke. I give you that. But we wasn't good time.
Bro. I ain't never seen. I don't watch too many episodes of Good Time.
Good Time. So. They ate was oatmeal. Florida had one pot.
I mean, we was better than oatmeal.
And all she had was oatmeal.
We was better than oatmeal. They was cooking and shit. And
we was able to get a fruit thing.
But you know, honestly, to keep it honest with you, all 100% of my being can tell you, I'm proud we were broke. I'm actually super glad we were broke, because what people don't understand about being broke, it instills some sort of value in you. Money don't mean the same that it means to me as everybody else. I spend the money. You're going to get some more. You know what I'm saying?
Live another day, you'll get another dollar, baby.
I personally feel like because I was broke, I understand that when money comes upon me, I can do the right thing with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the kind of person who will give it to everybody I love and just say, if y'all all right, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I think being broke actually instills that in you.
My feelings is if you've never been broke, you'll never appreciate having it. If you always Amen. Have it, is if you've always had money, there's no appreciation or value into earning it and getting something that you want. Like if you've always had money, there's nothing to work towards.
If you're trying to date me and you never overdraft in the bank, you might want to look the other way. You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't double juggling.
If you ain't worried about eating and paying them lights, you know what I'm saying? We got to figure something out. Because I just feel like this whole cheesecake debate going on.
Oh, God.
Y'all got an opinion on that? Like, it's a whole motherfucking cheesecake debate going on. Like, women like, I'm too good to eat a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
If you going to take me out, you got to take me to a steakhouse.
If that was how it was when I started dating him, we never would have been together. Because as far as they saying, I shouldn't have accepted no Ruby Tuesdays. If he couldn't get us into Benihana, I shouldn't have never even went out with him.
Hey.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Cheesecake.
But to each
cheesecake,
his own.
I can go there and get the cheesecake on it. So what they you know what I mean?
To each his own.
Yeah.
To each his own. But a lot of women gonna miss out on a lot of good men because of their own greedy ass appetite. You can feed your damn self. Why should I? Let me shut up. That's a whole nother show.
For me, I feel like if I don't give a fuck if I have all the money in the world, if you're gonna tell me where to take you, you've already fucked up. Like the opportunity to get all of that abundance I have, if you gonna force a standard on me or an expectation, then you already fucking with the wrong person. The right person is gonna value you.
The thing about a first date is when you go on the first date to get to know the person that you're with. And if you're only going on that date to get something to eat, then you're a broke bitch. Sorry.
Yeah, dang.
I said what I said.
You said specifically.
I'm gonna get a lot of hate.
Specifically transactional. No, I feel like
it's very transactional.
Because a lot of people just date to get outside. Like they don't give a fuck about who the person is.
Yeah, they hungry.
They hungry.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? I never really thought about it. Like,
next time
I go on a date, I'm gonna have to make sure.
And let me say this. Women, you're supposed to put value in who you are, but don't limit yourself trying to get somebody just to take you to flew you out or to go to some fancy ass restaurant. You're going to get there with that man if you allow that man to get to know you.
Amen.
Who said that you're worth all of this up front? You know, it's just so weird. This whole generation to me is just so weird. What happened to getting to know? I'm not saying that walking in the park. It's a date is whatever you make it.
Amen.
But let's get to 3 days before you start talking about, can we go to, I don't know, an expensive restaurant.
Don't say that the best date for the date. You know what I mean? Get there yourself sometime.
Right. And people ask me, like, you know, what's a good first date to you? I always say anytime you can talk and get to know a person. Yeah. I don't give a fuck where we at. I had a good first date at the movies before. Mm-hmm. And everybody say the movies is a terrible place to date. I was in the back of that bitch talking. You know what I'm saying?
We talk like, to all movies.
It, that's just who we are as people. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. The crowd ain't going to hear us. But we talk amongst each other. But whatever the fucking case is, let's get back to another one of these questions because I feel like that's a super common debate.
That's going to get me ruined.
My thing about it is, what other questions we got on here? We got, how do you kill ego in your relationship?
How do you kill an ego in your relationship? First of all, you can't have an ego when you're in a relationship. You shouldn't.
That's a good one.
You shouldn't have a relationship. You shouldn't have an ego when you're in a relationship. A lot of set trips sometimes. It is what it is. But
have you ever found yourself set trip in your relationship? Like I'm bigger than this. Well, I ain't even supposed to be doing this with you. All this arguing.
Not in this relationship. No.
You know, I honestly believe that's because you guys got too much in common. Like, what's good for one of y'all is good for the other. Y'all be like, you know, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to spend no money either.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Or y'all be in this bitch like, I'm good with that. That's good for me. And I think that gives y'all a balance. But I think I'm gonna take this question. So. The way you kill ego within a relationship is exactly what you just said. Good answer, Kev. Hey, did I just answer that or what? Did I kill it?
You killed it.
Did I kill it?
You killed it.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people ask a ton. Like, y'all got a bunch of questions on here. And forgive me if I don't get to your question. I'm trying. You understand? I'm just a trying man. But I'm going to ask you guys this. This is my own personal question. What is your favorite trait in your partner? Like, all, if you had to pick one trait about your partner, what is it that draws you to them? What is that one thing that be like, I just love this about this girl?
So for me, it's the way that he loves me. It's nothing else I can say about it. It's the way that he shows me he loves me.
How do he show you?
The way that that man loves me, it's in his actions. Mm. It's in his words. It's in his doing. It's in his breathing. Like, I know, just standing in his presence, the way he's looking at me, I know that that is love. And that's the type of love that you get when you date somebody because you want to and not because you're hungry. I'm just saying. So, for me, it's the way that your dad loves me.
And what about you? What's that one thing you just be like, fuck, that's my baby right there?
I mean, the not only seeing about like in one of your songs, like you said, you know what I mean? It's not only seeing about
the
kid, you know what I mean? It's how she see about you as well, you know what I mean? You know, if you sick, hey, she right there for you, you know what I mean? Whatever it take. I got to run out and get something, I'll be right back, you know what I mean? And she just, you know what I mean? A great, great wife, great mother, great grandmother, a better grandmother, you know what I mean? She's just awesome. You know, she's forever worried about the kids. You know, I tell her all the time, you know, kind of worry about yourself some, you know, but it's her grandbabies, you know what I mean? So she just overall her, you know what I mean?
So what like groomed you to be these lovers that you are? Because y'all obviously got to be lovers. I ain't get it from nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Y'all obviously have to be this. What was it in your childhood or teenage years or even now that made you just be like this person who have so much love to give? What was it?
That's how my dad and mom was. You know what I mean? And my dad and mom was, I see that throughout my whole family. You know what I mean? Once he finds his wife, you know what I mean? And you in the Wiley family, you know what I mean? We some lovers. You know what I mean? And we love hard. You know what I mean? And that's the honest truth. My dad and mom, you know, they would do anything for each other. You know what I mean? And my dad, he was a hard worker. My mom, she could stay at home. He didn't care. You know what I mean? And it's the same way. You know, when he got down, she worked. You know what I mean? So, like I say, it's just the love, you know what I mean, coming up that I seen. Like I said, it's with some rough lovers. You know what I mean?
What about you?
Well, I wasn't born a Wiley, so I don't know about all that.
And you bet not say your mama and daddy. Because they was together for how long?
45 minutes.
What was it?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I've never actually been in I had never been in an adult type of love until I got in a relationship with you. Before, it was all kid love. Like, I thought I loved a lot of people, but it wasn't love. I was a kid.
He called me pretty. I love him.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But the love, the type of love that I have now, I learned from loving your father. He made me, first of all, you know, he made me know that it was okay to love myself. I didn't love myself for a long time. So therefore, that's why I was doing a lot of wild and out shit that I was doing, because I didn't love myself. And I don't want nobody out here to think that I was out here sleeping around, because that's not what I'm talking about. I was a thug, wasn't a whore. Anyway, but he made me know that I needed to love myself. So that deep type of love and passion and all of that, I got in this 20-something year relationship.
Damn. Well, you know me, if I got to speak on myself, I think I garnered it, like, you know, I garnered a lot of it from watching you two. And, you know, a lot of you, or a lot that you did for us as children was, like, you forced us to clean up. And I think that, like, canceled gender roles for me. Watching you do everything, you know what I'm saying, you would ask of her to do, also instilled, like, that idea that I'm not above any woman that's in my presence. You know what I'm saying? I get on my hands and knees and wash this flow. I will change that oil. I'll wash these dishes. I'll do whatever's necessary. But I think growing up, you guys even played a lot of love music just in the house. You know what I'm saying? That like, through it, I would, like, listen and watch you guys. And it created this idea that, like, I would watch these movies and these princess movies and be like, damn, I want me a princess just like that. Damn, my daddy got my mama. I want, you know what I'm saying? And I used to think, like, damn, it's funny because, like, when I get married, that's going to be a Mrs. Wiley. And like, is my mama going to find that disrespectful? You know what I'm saying? That's just the stupid shit you think when you a kid. But I garnered a lot of that idea of what love looked like or should look like from you guys. I've learned that love was like selfless. I've learned that love is like being able to do for your person so that they have the energy or the means to do for you. I learned that, like, you know, finances is just a thing that'll fluctuate throughout this relationship. I learned that, you know what I'm saying, that as long as you're doing your due diligence for your person, it'll always be done to you. If you refill me, I refill you. We're going to get the, and I think a lot of our generation actually missed that, but that's the point of this platform. That's the point of this podcast. That's the point of these episodes, to let people know that it does exist. Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all been shown, but I don't know who y'all have dealt with, but there's people out here who's willing to love you unconditionally, and all you got to do is be yourself. Like, there's nothing more you have to do. But to stem into another question, I did see another good one on here, and I'm going to fire off with what is it that made you guys feel like 20-something years was possible? Was it just riding the journey, or was it like...
I'm going to say this. It went from our first date to today.
Damn.
Everything else mm-hmm. in between was a blur. It just went so fast. We never...
Yesterday was a blur?
Yes.
Damn.
It was never a time when we thought about, oh, damn, we're going to be together 20-something years. Nobody don't believe that shit. It happened. It was a day-for-day thing, and every day we got closer to these 20-something years. That's what a relationship is. It's going from day to day and dealing with your day-to-day activities and learning to get to 20. You cannot start at day one and say, oh, we're going to be together 27 years. No, that ain't going to happen. So what you do is you live your everyday. Hell, I didn't even know if I was going to get past a year, let alone 28 of them. Well, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's been more than 28. How old are you?
27.
Okay, so yeah, it's like almost 30. Mm-hmm. Almost 30 years. Yeah.
So I mean, you could really see the time pass for the
man.
For, you know, all the kid when we was coming up, you know, all the kids was kids. Everybody grown now with kids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
he's been in my family. He's been a part of my family longer than most of the grown women now have been alive in my family, or grown men in my family.
Facts.
He's been here around. He's everybody Uncle Chicken. Like, he just chicken. Like, that's what he is.
No, I feel that. And I think that, you know, people go into these situations with their expectations of thinking like, oh, this will be it for everything. And then when it's not, they like blown up or crushed about it.
Oh,
I think you got to have this some sort of like dumb blindness when it comes to making it that long. Like, you got to have this belief in each other that it'll last that long. So I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing in itself. What was the hardest part? Like, what's hard? Like, what's hard about being married 28 years? Like, because everybody want to know, like, there'll be struggles. Do you guys ever look up and be like, I'm bored? Or do you guys ever look up and be like, I could be somewhere. Like, what is it like?
For me, yes, it can get boring and repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're at the stage in life now that we get tired. Like, we used to can party and just party. Now we get tired. So we have to pick our battles when it comes to, like, whatever we're going to do. But even when I'm at my most bored, I can turn around to him and he can say something stupid and it just make me laugh. And it make me forget that I was ever bored, you know? And, you know, you still need a good sex life. That's important.
What the fuck?
I mean, you do. You do.
You do.
You do.
Why you look like me square my eye with that nigga? Yeah, you do.
You do. You know what I'm saying? You can't make it 28 years and just be two buddies. We not buddies. We are lovers.
I mean, I was hoping to get a little brother out of this whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
You better be working on it.
Two, three more shots. I'm trying to get a little sister.
Good luck,
no, good luck with that, baby. I'm done. My factory shut down.
No, I feel that. But I feel like the most important question in all of this, like, They want to know. I'm just only asking because they want to know.
Who y'all favorite kid, I'm
child?
Down, my God.
Like, out of all of them, you know, who's the favorite child? Like, let's just be serious about this. And before y'all answer, I just want to let y'all know. I don't think too many of them trying to retire y'all. So don't let that sway your answer, but just putting that in there.
Well, we ain't got no favorite kids.
God damn it. We ain't pick a favorite. God damn it. We can pick favorite.
I mean,
we
love all y'all. You know what I mean? And y'all got a little different. You know,
I'm gonna go with Kevin. Kevin, you my favorite.
Yeah, y'all see what I'm talking about?
She trying to get some money.
I'm trying to get retired.
To get some money. I ain't even mad at it. You know what I'm saying? As long as she went. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do what it needs to be done.
Mama got breakfast one time today, and she just act like no.
He wanna.
That's all you gotta do is feed me.
I was at work. I didn't get that breakfast.
All you gotta do is feed me.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. No, but I think that can you guys like individually, and I'm gonna go individually, list out like y'all favorite factors or qualities in you guys as children that you created?
Oh hell no.
I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need that. Like, what is it about Tori that's special? Like, give it to me. Let me hear it.
Tori is my oldest. He's my handsome chocolate Billy D. Something.
He really is, though, y'all. We look just like
and
twins.
The thing about
I'm talking about we look so much alike, they be like, that's you. I'll be like, that's me.
Okay. But
he's 6'3. He fucking, he make like $100,000 a year. Like, holler at me if y'all trying to.
Anyway, he's my firstborn. So he's the one that put that spark in me to become a better person. And I've been trying to be a better person for him for the last 28 years. So that's the thing about Tori.
Okay, we go child for child. Let me get JT up out you. What's your favorite quality about JT? Let me hear it.
I mean, he like things that I like. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
He's very much, you know
he's
what I mean?
He's daddy's son.
Yeah, so the things that I like, whether it's cars, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Hey,
listen, that man is handsome. He's 6'3". He make over $100,000 a year. Hey, y'all, wait, he in a relationship. My fault, Giannis.
I don't
my
think
ball,
Giannis like that one.
My fault, y'all. He ain't even 6'3". He don't even make 100,000. He's somewhere in that ballpark, but Brooklyn, let me hit.
Brooklyn is my only daughter. So she's just a little mini DD. That's all. She's just a little mini DD, and she's so bright and she's so evil at the same time.
Ain't she though?
She
fuck.
That girl has a mind of a computer.
She'll spit on me then wipe it off.
She sure will.
She sure will.
She a South Patch kid.
Ain't she though? Ain't she though? That mother grabbed my arm when I walked across
she
the street.
She sure
earlier.
Did. That freaked me out, fuck? Chicken. But
said,
she loves her brothers and she hate her brothers at the same time.
At the same time.
But I think that's everybody, though.
Yeah. everybody.
Sometimes she don't give a damn about nobody.
I love her, my baby girl. I love her. She gets on my last one, but I do love her. So her bright smile and her goofy ways is just a thing of its own. So
no, for real. Well, the last one is, you know, the favorite.
I mean, you got another question on your phone?
What, you know, I'm going to need a quality about this kid here, like me.
I'm gonna speak very frankly about this.
Frankly. I just know I control this footage. I'll delete all this shit you said. Something crazy.
Kevin is my closest child to me. I speak with Kevin. See, y'all know Dimitri. This is my bug, my buggy boo. That's what I call him when he was a little baby because he looked like a little baby bug. So I call him my little buggy boo. And everybody kept saying, oh, his daddy must be Hispanic. You remember that name?
Yeah.
They used to say that all the time. But.
Is he?
I don't know. Jesus?
Uh-oh.
He's the closest person to me. We talk every day. You're a great conversationalist. You have a mind of a 50-something-year-old man. You have the skills. You have the skill and the artistry of an artist that's been doing things for years. And I admire that about you. One thing I admire about Kevin, when Kevin say he's going to do something, he goddamn does it. When that boy told me he was going to get a Mercedes, I'm like, boy, you ain't get no damn Mercedes gone somewhere. That damn boy went and got a Mercedes. You see what I'm saying? So I appreciate your drive and how driven you are to get things done. So therefore, I know that I may not have to go to work every day. Soon. I love that about him.
That was truly a conversation, though. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Because you say
I'm doing
what you're going to do.
And he do it.
And you do it. you know, me, for me, you know what I mean? I wasn't never that, you know what I mean?
Some people have to be pushed to
I
do
never
things.
That,
you don't have to push Kevin to do
you
nothing.
You couldn't get me up to, you know what I mean, to that. You know what I mean?
But
I get it done, I'm going to get it done this week, one day, or maybe next week.
I do want to put this out there, though, because I think this is very important to y'all. He gets his rap skills from me. Yes,
oh, hell no. You just ain't saying. Got a goddamn. Spit a bar right now, freestyle. How now? You want a beat?
I charge for
those
type
beat?
Of things.
Right. You charge for those type of things. This nigga JC charge.
We got to see it in the bank.
Exactly.
Tell him.
Not you, a manager.
Yes, he is.
I bet.
Manager.
When
you
get your Miss Wiley, she'd be a manager.
Hey, listen, that's all I want, mama. Just come manage this and, you know, we figure the rest the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying? But no, I appreciate that. I feel like a lot of that comes from, you know what I'm saying? Just watching you guys, y'all didn't make no excuses for shit. So it made me feel like I couldn't have an excuse for anything. So when I get up and say I'm going to do some shit, Miss Wiley, when I say I'm going to meet you, girl, I don't give fuck where it's at. You understand what I'm saying?
But please don't let it be in front of the house.
Yeah, just don't show up. You ain't got to come here.
Don't,
like,
show up at the crib. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be kind of stalkerish.
That's a little. Please just don't come to the crib. But anyway, I just think that everything I'm doing now is, you know, early manifestation of what I knew I was capable of. You know what I'm saying? So I just never knew it would come in a form of my mind. Like, people just appreciate me for the way I think or my mind or the way I speak, but I've always been this person, and I'm blessed that you guys look at it with such a light or a honor or an aura, and I'm blessed in that. Like, the fact that I could rap is just like, you know, God,
you get it from your mama.
God in his, okay. God in itself, but everything that comes along with it, I am fortunate, and I will never stop saying thank you to every single person who supported me upon this journey. You know what I'm saying? Because we're building something now, and this is going to be big. But another question for you guys, and I'm actually, let me, because I've been asking the questions I want to. Let me get back to them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody asked the simple questions. You can't have the simple questions. This is a good question. Somebody asked, what does love feel like? To be in love, what is it? What does it feel like?
Is all your questions about love?
At all. This is the Lost Lover Boy podcast. This ain't the lost Lover Boy friendship. This ain't. It's.
So what does love feel
like? What does love feel like?
For me, it feels comforting. It feels warm. It feels nurturing. It fills you up. You know what I'm saying? It fills you up. It makes you just burst at the seams with joy.
Right. It feels like you're not trying. You know what I mean? Yeah. It feels like, you know what I mean? That person is you. What you want for you is what you want for that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I said, you know, it's just.
I'm telling you, it's a warm.
When that happened.
You will know it.
Miss Wiley, when that happened. You know what I mean? And he'll know, you know what I mean? And it's every moment you want to be with that person, you know what I mean? You don't want to split up, you don't want to, you know what I mean? You're on the phone with them if they do take off somewhere, you know what I mean? And like I said, you'll know it.
Listen, I took my first trip without your father last year, I think, when we went to Miami for the girls' trip. And it was so wild because he dropped me off at the airport and we literally cried. Like, we wasn't ever going to see each other. I didn't know if that plane was going to crash. I ain't never going to see my man no more.
You thought you was on Fine Destination.
I don't know. Man. You think that shit?
It was
emotional. Motherfucker.
It was kind of weird, you know what I mean? Because you don't know what might happen, you know what I mean, with the world. You know, we watch a lot of movies.
Too many.
And you don't know what goes on in this world, you know what I mean? And like I said, the plane could go down or she could get down there and drown in the water because they went on the beach or the lake, whatever it was, you know what I mean? And you never know, you know?
So what did you do when you came home? The moment you dropped off, you got back home. He was in that bitch.
What am I to do when I just can't take no more?
What?
I was my everyday wasn't right. You understand what I'm saying? Because every day you try to fit you fitting her in your day. You see what I'm saying? So I'm around here. I'm trying to do some shit that
the house he was in this bitch, the house you know was clean.
He was in this bitch mopping the ceiling.
Yeah, cleaning the mug when I got home. But I call him because I'm so used to sharing every fun time with him that when something fun happened, I got to call him like, "Babe, we was just doing such and such." You know what I'm saying? And it was
fuck that shit.
And it is so funny because while we were there, my sister was like, "Why the fuck we didn't bring chicken?" That's why I designated driver. We had to drive ourselves around.
But that's what they get for that.
You know? That's what they get for that.
Yeah.
Try to have a trip without me. No, I feel that though. And I think that
But that's love.
You know.
That's love.
I feel that. And love is hard to be away from
that. When you miss the presence of somebody. And that's all it was the presence. Because I wasn't dead. I just wasn't right there. He was just right there.
That's a lot of what a breakup is. You know what I'm saying? God, yeah. A lot of a breakup is saying, I got to learn to function outside of this person being in my life every day. I got to learn to do something differently. I remember when my relationship ended, it was like, damn, I'm just not used to being alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm not used to laying in the bed and sleeping alone and, you know, feeling like I have no, like a lot of my nights, I don't know about y'all's, but a lot of my nights are sleepless. Were you able to sleep like when she was gone? Because y'all shed a bed every night. So it was like when she was gone, was it like a perfect, like, I got the whole bed to myself. Let me spread my legs. Like, what was it?
I don't know. It's like, I don't even remember that. You know what I mean? Because I guess I was so tired of, you know, once you know you got to go to bed, you know what I mean? And you try your best to erase this out your mind, that this person is gone and just try to cut the TV on to you fall asleep. You know what I mean? So it was just like, you know.
Cuddling with a pillow.
Yeah, I was bad.
What about you? I would sleep out of town for you.
I was drunk.
Damn.
See?
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
Man's trip.
Oh, bro, we go. We go, bro. And they do a man's trip. Nah, but I absolutely feel that. If you guys had to give advice to a woman trying to make it 27, 20 years plus, 30 plus, what's your advice to that young woman? And same for you, what's your advice to that young man who's trying to make it, you know, to that point or spectrum? Or
I would say for all the young ladies looking to be an actual long-term relationship, stop limiting yourself with saying, "I can't date a man if he ain't got this," or "I can't date a man if he ain't taking me this place," or "I can't date a man if he ain't this tall," or "I can." Find what you're looking for. Don't let the world tell you what you need to have. Find what makes you happy, and you will find the perfect mate for you, because what works for Sandy might not work for Sally. You understand?
Who the fuck is Sandy?
I don't know. I don't know. But what works for me and my relationship may not work for the next woman. So I can't say this is how you should do it. All I can tell you is don't limit yourself, women, because there's so many good men. People say, ain't no good men out here today. It is. Y'all just putting them in the friend zone because they don't want to take you to expensive restaurants or take you to the Gucci store. They might can't take you to the Gucci store today, baby, but hold on. Y'all will be balling out in the Gucci store soon. You just got to get in there together. Like it's, relationship takes work. You cannot expect to jump into a relationship and just lay down and let somebody take care of you. That's not how life works, baby. And that's what these, are they millennials? What are they called?
I don't know what the fuck we are.
Whatever this generation is.
I think we millennials.
You believe that just being who you are makes you special and that you should be taken care of. But that's not love.
You got
to
say this is who I am.
And it's a lot of men out here that are trick off on you. And if that's all you want a nigga to do is a trick off on you, then have at it, baby. But if you're looking for a long-term man, figure out what it is about you that you have to give to this man to make him want to be with you long term. Mm. Same thing with you young men. Think about what you have to offer somebody that makes you a commodity. Be a commodity. You know what I'm saying? Be a commodity to somebody. Don't be a goddamn burden. Don't be a rock. Don't sink yourself, baby. Get up, hey, get yourself together, baby.
But I want to add this to what she's saying, because we were singing this song earlier. I ain't going to hit that part. I ain't even going to hit that part.
Can I do it?
No, please go do it. But to that point, if all you want right now is to be tricked off on, that is okay.
That's okay.
But understand, when you reach a certain age and love is now in your mind, and you don't have that from that man, and you realize you wasted so much time allowing people to trick on you, and you missed that opportunity to love, you're going to regret it.
Because you're
going
to be by yourself.
Because what I tell people all the time, what you lead with is what you end up with.
Yay.
And I can't make it no clearer than that.
Say that shit.
What you seek to find is what you find. So when that time does come, understand that a man loving you, you loving him could lead this man to run an army. You understand what I'm saying? Stand by that man. Understand that if he got a plan, and a plan is a big deal.
It is.
Don't just stand by a nigga with no plan. Mm. A nigga with a plan, if he got a plan and he telling you, baby, this is how I want it to make it work, understand.
But a plan without action is just talk.
Come on, bro.
So if you have, if you find yourself with a man and he's talking a plan, but he ain't doing nothing to get there, baby, escape. Because you can do that motion on your own, baby. Be your own motion.
Because he might have heard that plan on TikTok.
Right.
TikTok, so, you all in, man.
So, I mean, it's so many things that I would tell young women that I wish that somebody would have told me years ago. Because if somebody had, if I had a DD when I was 19 years old, we'd have been rich a long time ago.
Oh, bro.
Because I got hustle in my blood. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know, I didn't have the tools or the mindset to do what I needed to do. Because that little money that, the money that we had put up to that could have started something great. Mm. But all I knew at the time is, I got these babies, let's just take care of these babies.
Mm-hmm.
So a plan without action is just talk.
So run the fuck away from a nigga with no, what would you tell these young men out here trying to make it this long? Men like myself, these lost lover boys out here in the generation, what you got for them?
Get with somebody and build. You know what I mean? You know, whatever she got, you know what I mean? Listen to her. You know what I mean? Whatever she got that's good to go along with your conversation, y'all put it together. You know what I mean? And build something. You know, you start off with a little bit, and believe me, you working at it together, it's going to grow. It ain't got no choice. You know what I mean? Just like a plant, you got to water it. Hey, it's going to grow. So like I said, just stay with her. You know what I mean? Work it out. Don't argue and walk it off and go get with the next chick. You know what I mean? Give it some thought. You know what I mean? Man, if I go do this, what this might lead to. You know what I mean?
So we know what you mean.
Well, for me, if I got to give it to you lost lover boys and lost lover girls out here, I'm going to tell you that the best thing you can do for yourself is know yourself. You can't go jump in a relationship thinking you got it all figured out if you ain't took the time to learn yourself first. So first, sit with yourself. Heal. Understand what you need. So when a man does come along, what he's attempting to provide for you is in that realm of what's going to help you. See, if he already supplying, if his whole motive is to supply you with some shit you got already, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to be running in the same place you've been running in. But if you understand what it is that you need to grow and develop yourself, when a man comes along and he's bringing that to the table, okay, now you can grow. Now you can build. Now you understand what it takes to develop it from that young girl to that woman. You understand what I'm saying? That'll shape you and that'll help you mold. And for all the lost lover boys out there, I'm going to tell you, you got to open up, player. You got to learn that vulnerability is not a weakness. It's a motherfucking strength. You understand what I'm saying? Being able to be... Did you say the strength?
I don't know. That shit just came out of nowhere. I don't know.
Being able to be vulnerable with who is for you is going to take you miles further. Look at LeBron and Savannah. Look at Samuel and his wife. Look at Denzel and his wife. Look at... I was going to say Will and Jada, but I ain't going to go Will and Jada. Hey, look at Michelle and Obama when they like each other. You know what I'm saying? They have some little friction in there. But
everybody has friction. I don't want nobody to sit on this podcast and think that we're trying to make it seem like that we're the perfect couple and we don't have beef. Yeah, we got beef. But we work our beef out in order to stay together. That's the main thing. Because if you're in a relationship and y'all have no disagreements, something wrong with y'all. Like,
That's weird.
Unnatural.
Baby, argue with me. I tell everybody I gotta have a little toxic in my girlfriend.
Right. Sometimes you gotta argue.
Bite
when
me,
you
girl.
When you get back together, that you know, that's how we got them four babies. Three babies.
All right, we're gonna end this podcast here because I don't wanna hear no more of that. But no, I just wanna say thank you for everybody who's supported me up until this point. We on episode 5, and I feel like that's very special because y'all get the introduction to my parents. So thank you guys very, very much for tuning in, for liking, for subscribing, for commenting, for sharing on whatever platform you're doing it on. Thank you to everybody who's reaching out and say what I'm doing here actually matters in this generation. Thank you for everybody who's streaming my music. Thank you to everybody who bought merch. The merchandise will be shipped. I repeat, the merchandise will be shipped at the end of this week, if not the beginning of next week. You're going to have it before Christmas, I assure you. I just had to make sure the quality was there, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because we big on quality. I ain't want to cheat y'all out of that. So the merchandise will be shipped at the end of this week or the beginning of next week. I'm super excited for y'all to get it. Once y'all do get it, hey, record yourself, little video, you know what I'm saying? Send it to me, and I guarantee you, you're getting posted on the page. No matter how you look, girl, if your hair ain't done, don't wait 2 weeks to send it. Send it now. You understand what I'm saying? But thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot thank you enough. And we are actually going to end this here. I love these people. And y'all going to be seeing a lot more of them. One day they're going to have a reality show. No, I'm just fucking with you. We ain't the reality show family because y'all don't want to see the way we get.
You
but
don't.
I'm going to end this here and I'm going to tell you. Peace out.